I'm Kikuchi from Deutsche Securities. I have three questions. Question one, US booking. Booking and net sales are showing a recovery trend in the US. And net sales from the last quarter, 62 million, 64 million, and 66 million, so there is a recovery. But booking was basically expanding 6 months before that, 60, 63, 65, 66, 8. And then in this quarter, it went down to 63. Do you think this decline is temporary? In other words, in the next quarter, this will go back to the level exceeding 68. And booking is the indicator for future net sales, how do you see this? Well, strategic products are growing, and as I mentioned, small business as well as Dell-related renewal business are declining. As you may know, Dell OEM products carried out products, and there was renewal business. But after several years, the customers will start buying other types of PCs, so the renewal will stop. And these two factors will be seen in the second half as well. We don't know about the macro economy because we're not the experts, but we believe that this trend will continue. With strategic products, we will try to make the gap. We don't know if the level will recover to 68 immediately, but we want to make it exceed 68 by the end of this year, if that's possible. Okay, second question about Japan. I have two things I want to ask. You mentioned that deep security sales in Japan, well, you showed it very quickly, so I couldn't really see it, but I think it said 1.6 billion yen. I think that was the number, 1.6 billion. On the other hand, enterprise business in Japan is not growing in terms of net sales, only slight increase or flat growth. So the question is, how do you see this? Deep security sales is growing, but the total net sales is not growing that much. Is that because deep security is replacing existing products, or is there a new demand? What is the breakdown, and what is the forecast? Well, the slide was not about sales in Japan, but total sales, including all the four major products. In Japan, deep security sales is still small, and we expect it to grow in the future. North America and Europe explain most of the sales of deep security. Deep security sales in Japan is not so big yet. So deep security sales growth doesn't really explain the growth in the enterprise business in Japan. But enterprise business is negative in North America and Europe if you look at the local currency-based numbers. So even if deep security grows, the total sales doesn't really grow. You can say that about the whole world. So does that mean that the traditional business is declining and the new business is increasing? And I think you believe that there is a growth in the future, but it's not really growing that fast. So when do you think this growth will happen, and will it really happen? Because 80% is still traditional business, and the new business is only 20%. And if the 80% continues to decline, then the total sales will never increase. Well, as you have pointed out, Mr. Kikuchi, it's true that the total sales is not growing. And it might sound like an excuse to you, but in the first quarter, we had the earthquake. And there's also macroeconomic factors as well to be considered. As I mentioned in my presentation, small business sales is struggling. And is this continue to decline, for a long time, or is it going to settle down and then come back to the previous level? We believe that it will recover. If there is a major depression in the future, well, there are many things that we cannot predict. But we believe that, including all the negative and positive factors, there will be a growth. Especially for Japan, I understand what you're saying. And we have the foundation, we have the base, which is existing business, which we cover properly, and then we have the new business, which is growing, so we have a positive outlook. Looking at Latin America and Asia Pacific, for example, in Australia, we are doing a good job keeping the existing users and adding the new business, so we expect to see positive growth. Thank you.
And from April of this year, we've seen increase in sales, which is a puzzle to me, but in the past, for three quarters consecutively, this has increased profits, and there is no increase in sales costs, and there is a 1 billion increase in the consumer business in Japan. And then you come through a cycle in the next quarter, but how should I perceive this? In Japan, is it still growing so that in the next quarter you will have a similar situation to last year and net sales may still grow, although the scale would be different? So this would be different from the growth rates that you're looking at. Or your question, there's the situation of the consumer's business's profits, how it impacts the entire company. Well, from the third quarter of last year, the Japanese consumer sales increased. And it's not clear to me why that would be the case. But in the next quarter, are you going to go through a cycle so that the numbers are not going to change? But what about the consumer sales in Japan? Do you think that it will still continue to grow? Now, Mr. Omikawa was quite bullish about this, but it's not that bullish, but perhaps Mr. Omikawa can explain it first. Well, in regard to the consumer business, since last year, there's a difference in the trend. Last year, we wanted to get the market. And so, there's BCN or GFK data, but there's a BCN and GFK, we had close to 50%, but if we do that too much, then as pointed out last year, there may be rebates that are necessary and so on. So we have to be balanced in our approach. This year, starting from the second half of last year, we wanted to maintain our number one position while also obtain a good margin. So if you look at BCN and GFK, you can say that it's about 40%, but we continue to maintain the number one position. And for net sales in the retail area as well, there's software sales in general are going down, not just us, but we're still maintaining business. And for telcos or for ISPs, we have OEM operations or things which are different from the consumer business, and on a monthly basis, we're making sure that we'll continue to grow our consumer users, and also we're looking at plus alpha elements such as services and so on. So for the consumer market, the positioning of Trend Micro and growth does not just depend on Virus Buster, but also in other areas as well, we are thinking. So, in regard to bookings and deferred revenues, we have the net sales and deferred revenues, but regardless of whether the contractual period is 1 year or 3 years, the unit price is going to be the same. The reason why we see an increase right now is because of the issues of rebate, and also there's the white package and the red package, and the white package is the more higher unit price. And well, as Eva has said, there's the increase in active users. And these are the factors that contribute to the increase in the numbers for the Japanese consumers on an accounting basis. Finally, in regard to operating expenses, for selling and marketing, you have less than last year, and for the first quarter, there was the impact of the earthquake. But now you've gone back to normal conditions. And when it comes to the selling and marketing costs, I think that this will impact the expenses for sales the most, so I'd like to confirm about the directions. As Mr. Omika has mentioned, you want to maintain your margins and control expenses. And there was a pre-installed case of Sony, but we're concerned about that looking at it. It might not be as tough as Dell, but I hope that things will be controlled so that can assume that the operating expenses are not going to increase. Well, in regard to OEM model, there is some impact, but how we collect things with Sony, we have reached an agreement solidly with Sony, and we know when we can get back the investment. So totally, from the consumer area, what is going to be the balance sheet, what business model we will have, and what are the pluses and minuses as we secure our profits, and we have a model for this. Thank you very much for your answer. Are there any other questions? My name is Miyaki of Morgan Stanley Securities. Now, there are two questions. First of all, I'd like to confirm about your thoughts on dividends. Now, there are extraordinary factors that have happened, but for this fiscal year, when you closed the year, before the stock options, is it going to be 60% of net income, or are there extraordinary factors that needs to be taken into consideration? Perhaps you haven't made a decision on this, but can you tell us your thoughts on this? Well, it's a fact that it hasn't been decided yet, but one thing, when it comes to stock options, we have been added this back and coming up with a payout ratio. But when it comes to the 3.6 billion, already these are profits where dividends have already been paid. So should we repay the dividends again? Well, the dividends are stockholders' money, so there's no problem with us in the payback. But we have to think about the logic for this, and we're debating this internally. We'd like to exclude the extraordinary factors, and we would like to have a higher transparency in our dividend payments. But in regard to how we are going to go about it, we haven't made a decision on this yet. It may be that as net income increases, maybe the dividend may not go up as high. That's also a conceivable scenario. Thank you. Then in regard to my second question, for mobile and security, we'd like to ask about your forecast and investments there. There was the tie-up between Docomo and McAfee that was reported, and it may be difficult to sell just in the discount stores, but what is the channel and what kind of sales methods are you going to take towards the consumer market from here onwards? And also this year, this is still during the fiscal year, but in the next fiscal year and also 2 to 3 fiscal years ahead, how are you going to move forward with this?
That on a mobile environment, the application sales is very different from the PC. PC is $39 and the apps is average $1.99 per dollar, right? So Trend Micro strategy on the mobile devices, right now our strategy is we put the agent out there, but our strategy actually is we're making money from securing customers' data and synchronize those data rather than secure their devices. So that was a different business model. We work with NTT, we work with KDDI, all of them. We put the security agent onto the devices. But that is our strategy for that is like the pre-install agent there, but later on what we're making money is going to be from our products like SafeSync or other security data security product that is providing by charging money by how much data we secure rather than how many devices we secure.
Well, I'd like to comment on this to add. For mobile, for some reason, and while security tends to be regarded as smartphones, but there's also laptops here. If there is anybody inputting everything with iPhones or with iPads and just giving up on laptops, then please raise your hand, but I don't think there's anyone here. So what I like to stress is that when it comes to smartphones, it's an extension of mobile computing, and people may give up on laptops, and eventually it may be a tablet device or a smartphone that you switch to, in which case the security will change considerably, because for smartphones or Androids are not something that is safe from hacking. But if Windows laptop information is transferred to the tablets or smartphones, then there will be security issues. And so, app stores, there's a new type of pricing that may have to come about, and we will have to think about new methods of distribution, and we don't think that this will undermine our net sales or our profits. And also in Japan, our efforts at Trend Micro in Android may seem to be behind others. But in regard to the efforts in Japan, we may have been overly cautious. But in the world, especially in America, Trend Micro has been fast to move forward. And in CES in Las Vegas, there has been an announcement made, and we have made deliveries, and we have a track record here. And we may have been too cautious here in Japan. But in fact, we are moving forward with new versions for consumer business and for business market. We have started deliveries. And for the channel model, we have pursued various elements. There's the carriers, there's the sales outlets, and there may be efforts in the retail area as well. So we're thinking about what model to pursue. And also, it's not just smartphones. From the customer's perspective, what would be the appropriate multi-device security? And also, how can we protect the most valuable data of our customers? And how can this be provided as a service? Are all things that we are solidly thinking about. And we may be overly cautious, but there's quite a lot of knowledge that we have accumulated, and so we want to be able to be sure about making a thorough delivery, and we are making preparations for this now.